This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached the Netherlands late last night on the second leg of his five-nation tour aimed at deepening India's strategic and economic ties with European nations. Mr. Modi was received by the Dutch Foreign Minister Tom Berendsen upon his arrival at the Amsterdam airport. Mr. Modi reached the Netherlands after a brief stopover in the United Arab Emirates, where he held talks with UAE President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in Abu Dhabi. At the hotel in The Hague, the Prime Minister was accorded a grand welcome with cultural and musical performances by the Indian diaspora. Dutch troops also greeted him ceremonially. Prime Minister Modi has reiterated government's commitment to improving ease of doing business and ease of living for the countrymen. In a social media post, Mr. Modi rejected a media report on imposing cess, tax or surcharge on foreign travel. He said the report is completely false and there is not an iota of truth in it. The Prime Minister said there is no question of imposing any such restrictions on foreign travel. Later, the news organization officially withdrew the report and deleted the post regarding it from social media handles. In a social media post, the leading news outlet acknowledged that the report was inaccurate and expressed regret over the error. Central Board of Secondary Education has issued a notice outlining post-result declaration facilities for Class 12 students, reaffirming its commitment to a fair and transparent evaluation process. In the notice, the board said students dissatisfied with their results can avail a two-stage review system. In the first stage, students may apply online for scanned copies of their evaluated answer books, which can be downloaded for review. In the second stage, students can seek verification of discrepancies or request re-evaluation of specific answers based on the marking scheme. CBSE said applications for scanned copies can be submitted online from the 19th to the 22nd of this month at a fee of 700 rupees per subject. Applications for verification and re-evaluation can be submitted between the 26th and the 29th of this month. Sikkim is observing its statehood day today, marking its transition from a monarchy to becoming the 22nd state of India in 1975. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will undertake his first visit to Sikkim today after assuming office. He will attend the statehood day celebrations in Gangtok. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah extended greetings to the people of Sikkim on their statehood day. National Dengue Day is being observed today in the country. The day is marked to promote simple control strategies, including the elimination of stagnant water and proper maintenance of water storage tanks, aimed at preventing mosquito breeding. The theme for this year is Community Participation for Dengue Control. Check, clean and cover. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today called on citizens to come together to raise awareness about dengue prevention and maintain clean and safe surroundings. Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a 45-day extension of their ceasefire after another round of talks in Washington, said the U.S. State Department. State Department spokesman Tommy Pigott said the ceasefire comes after two productive days of talks and will be followed by more negotiations on the 2nd and 3rd of June. A shaky truce between Israel and the Hezbollah in Lebanon has been due to end on Sunday. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the United States and China concluded major trade deals during the visit to China, describing the outcomes as significant. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One while returning from China, Mr. Trump said China has agreed to purchase 200 Boeing aircrafts. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Gujarat Titans at the iconic Eden Gardens this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.